Well, I'm grateful for the opportunity to be here this evening. I visited with George a couple months back about it and about his invitation for me to come speak. And I kind of visited with him about the program, and he kind of told me a little bit about the the kind of boundaries of kind of what this is for. And I really think it is a good opportunity to be able to reach out to each other here in Seminole and be able to share each other our beliefs and be able to, you know, build upon those. We do have a lot of common beliefs, we really do, and it's all right to, when we do have some differences. I want to, by way of introduction, you probably, I don't recognize too many faces in the crowd, but I'm Jim Choate. I live out west of town. I'm the what they call the branch president for the Seminole branch of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Our church operates on a lay ministry, so periodically we have serve in different callings or different capacities in our church. And my current calling is to serve as the branch president and preside over our congregation here in Seminole. And probably a few years down the road, you know, I'll be released and be have a different calling, maybe working with children or whatever. But the topic tonight is about that I'm sharing is our church's beliefs about continuing revelation. And I'd kind of like to this is about our belief in having a prophet, that we believe in prophets, and that throughout time and through the Bible, God followed the pattern of calling prophets to be able to preach to the people and tell them where they need to straighten up and where they need to, you know, what direction that they need to go in as a group. And a few scriptures I want to share. In Luke 1:70, it talks about, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began. We believe that the prophets have been around since the beginning of the world. We believe that Adam himself was a prophet. Also in Amos 3:7, it says, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants the prophets. We believe that verse to say that the Lord, one, reveals his, that he reveals his, when they say secret, we believe it to be, you know, reveals what he wants to have happen to his prophets. And he doesn't, you know, hold it back from us, and that by our prophets, that prophets turn around and tell his people what they need to do, like in the times of Moses or throughout the Bible. In 2 Chronicles 20, verse 20, in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa, and as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. When we follow our God's prophets, we will be able to, and they're telling us the commandments, the things we need to do, we will be able to be prosperous. In Ephesians 2:19-20, it's talking about the organization of Christ's church. It says, Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. So the foundation of Christ's church includes prophets and apostles. In Ephesians 4, 11 through 12, it's again talking about the church's organization of those who are different callings. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And then in Ephesians 3, 3 through 5, this is Paul speaking. How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore a few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it now is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. A couple things in that scripture that I wanted to point out of why we believe what we believe is that that Paul received his knowledge through revelation, and that that's how he reveals his will to his servants is through the Holy Spirit. And we believe that the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, as it's referred to in different ways in the New Testament, is not only for us here today, certainly for us here today, but in the Bible times, and also for us today, not only through prophets, but through us individually. We are each entitled to receive spiritual revelation through the Holy Ghost. A couple scriptures on that, John 14, 16 to 17. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And on to over to 26, he again talks about the Comforter. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. We very much strongly believe that it's through the Comforter, through the Holy Ghost, that we are that he testifies the truth, and can testify to us and teach us through the Holy Ghost. In John 15:26, it says, "But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me." That's one of the major roles of the Holy Ghost, is to testify of Christ and of his gospel. In John 16 through 13, it says that, "Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. He will show you things to come." We believe that the Spirit of, that the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of truth, and that he's there to testify of all truth. Some people they ask about the Holy Ghost. They may not know what the Holy Ghost is, what it feels like, how it manifests itself. And in Galatians 5:22-23, it talks about the fruits of the Spirit, basically what the Holy Ghost feels like. But the fruit of the Spirit
is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
One of the, I know in my life and in my experience, whenever I feel the prompting of the Holy Ghost, it comes as basically a sure knowledge for me, and a calm assurance that this is right, this is what is true, and that's how the Holy Ghost testifies to me of something, whether or not something's true. For someone else, it may be something different. They may feel love. They may feel great feelings of joy. They may feel a burning in their heart. Those are the fruits of the Spirit to testify when it's there to testify of Christ. And this isn't limited to our church. I kid you not. But whenever there's people sitting in their church and they're being taught about Christ and the things that He did and the fact that He's our Savior, and you feel that strong burning or that strong, powerful feeling in your heart, that's the Holy Ghost telling you that that's truth. That's right. Now, we believe that, again, not that God reveals His will to the service of prophets. We also believe that each of us are entitled to personal revelation as we are seeking knowledge from our Heavenly Father and seeking help from our Heavenly Father when we are needing direction in our own lives. In Matthew 7:7-8, it says, "Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened." Whenever we are searching and we're asking and we're needing some help or we're needing guidance or direction, we ask our Heavenly Father. He will open up the doors for us. He will answer our prayers. And that's revelation. That's personal revelation when He answers our prayers and lets us know what direction we need to go in. Now, I earlier visited with you about prophets, and our church believes that that God has followed His pattern throughout the Bible, certainly, and throughout history, but that there was what we refer to as a great apostasy. And you may have studied about it, you may have heard about it, you may have heard about it referred to, or as that being something we believe, but basically it was a falling away or a loss of the gospel shortly after the apostles were killed off, in a sense. We believe that the apostles, Christ's apostles, had the priesthood authority to be able to run the church, so to speak, and have authority to direct the affairs of the church. And when they were all killed off, that priesthood authority was no longer there. And that's what we believe, that there was an apostasy. Just a couple of scriptures on that. That we believe in that is Amos 7:11-12.
Amos 7, 11 to 12. No, I think I may have
11. 8.
Thanks. Sorry. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor thirst for water, but the hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east, and they shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. And over in Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians 2, one through three, it's talking about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. But now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by the Spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. We believe that to mean that before Christ comes, that there was going to be a falling away. That refers to the apostasy that occurred after the apostles were killed off. Now, I don't know how many of you are familiar with our beliefs as Mormons, but you've probably heard of Joseph Smith, and you've probably heard a lot of different things about him. I just want to briefly share with you what happened with Joseph Smith. Joseph Smith was called to be a prophet here in these latter days. He was when he was about 14 years old. He is where he lived, and this probably wasn't unique to a lot of places, and it's probably the same thing that happens today. Even is that he was in the area he lived. There was strong. There was a lot of activity about religion, and there was a lot of disagreement between the churches about different beliefs and what this meant or what that meant or what the Bible meant. And he had questions in his own mind, and that as to, well, which one's right, which church is right, and which, you know, where should I go? Joseph Smith was from a large family, and he. And even his family was divided over which churches that they attended, and so he was very much confused and very much concerned about what he should do, and he was taught to read the Bible, and he read the Bible every day, and it would again bring questions into his mind. But one day he was reading in the Epistle of James. In the first chapter, in the fifth verse, it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and shall be given him. That verse says, if you lack wisdom, if you don't know what to do, it says to ask God. It says he'll give to all men liberally. He won't hold anything back. He says, upbraideth not. Upbraideth means he won't scold you or criticize you or give you a hard time about asking him something. And it shall be given him. He said, it assures you that he assures us that our prayers will be answered. And so as the scripture directed, he ultimately went one day to ask God, went to a grove of trees, knelt down, prayed, and asked his Heavenly Father what he should do and what scripture, which church would be right. And as he prayed, he received a vision. He received a vision of God the Eternal Father and His Son Jesus Christ, who appeared to him in a vision and directed him as to which church he should join, which is, he was answered none of them. And later on, Joseph Smith was called as a prophet to restore the gospel in these latter days. Now, a lot of people, they certainly look at that story with skepticism, and they think, ah, that's
That's not the way God operates. And there's a scripture that talks about false prophets. It's in Matthew 7, 15 to 20. I think, and a lot of Matthew 7, 15 to 20, a lot of people believe this scripture to mean that anyone who claims is a prophet is going to be a false prophet. But anyway, this is what it says. Matthew 7, 15 to 20. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Now, one of the things that is a fruit, something that Joseph Smith brought forward, is you've probably heard of the Book of Mormon. And that the Book of Mormon is a book of scripture, and it gives the account of God's dealings with the people here in the Americas in the ancient times, and includes an account of Christ's ministry to those people. And in the Book of Mormon, it has prophets who wrote down the directions that God had given them, and there's an account of his dealings and talks about what happened to them in the ancient times. And the Book of Mormon, in the last chapter of the book, the last prophet, there's a promise contained in the Book of Mormon that promises that if you will read and study and pray about the Book of Mormon and ask God if it's right, that the Holy Ghost will manifest the truth of it unto you. Now, in my experience, again, I'm a lay person, but I've got some experience in church. I was brought up in our church, and at one point in my life, I had to decide whether or not it was true. I remember vividly sitting in a youth meeting once, and where we were sharing our what we call testimonies, where we share with each other what we believe is true and what we know to be right. And several of the youth had commented in their testimonies. They said, I know that the gospel is true. I know that God loves me. I know these things. And I remember sitting there thinking, I don't know that. I need to do something about that. And I've been brought up in the church up to, I was probably about 14, 15 at the time. And I knew that I needed to do something myself, and so I did what I had to do. I did the things that I went to church, I studied the scriptures, and I went to this is where I a couple times where I felt strongly that the Spirit with witnessing to me that I had a loving Heavenly Father, that the gospel was true, was actually at scout camp. And I remember feeling that powerful witness of the Holy Ghost let me know that I knew that God loved me, that His gospel was true, and that I needed to move on from there. And based upon that, that anchored me. And in my experience in the gospel, I've continued to have wonderful experiences where my faith has been reassured in the gospel and Heavenly Father is restored to the earth. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, I know we have a loving Heavenly Father. He loves us very much. He knows us individually. He has seen me through some really, really tough times. And He loves and cares about me. He absolutely loves and cares about each and every one of you just as much, if not more. He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to live and shed an example and to take upon our sins and die for us. And if we don't put the atonement of Jesus Christ in effect in our lives and do the things that He's asked us to do and pattern His life after, we're not going to be able to make it. But if we do those things, we rely on Christ and rely on His atonement, He's there to make up that difference, the price that we can in no way can pay. We have to have Christ in our life and be able to do that. And so as we follow Christ, we'll be able to receive that witness. We'll be able to be guided and directed in the paths that He wants us to go.
I want you to know that, I'll be happy to take your questions. You know, don't be surprised if I'm a lay person. Don't be surprised if I say, I'm not sure, or I don't know about that, but I'll be happy to get back with you on it. You won't know, you probably wouldn't know how I public speak, because my public speaking is not the best, but I'm an attorney by profession, and I do a lot of civil litigation where we're fighting back and forth. It's a lot of the things that I deal with in my profession is, you know, attorneys or even judges or courts to say, okay, well, this is what the law is. And then it's my job to say, no, the law is this. And so I'm very much, I'm sure that if it was like, all right, well, I want you to, you know, draft a brief on this, I can go research the Bible, research whatever, and put down argument, reasoning, whatever. But I can tell you right now that that's not the way our Heavenly Father works. Our Heavenly Father works through the Holy Ghost, and as far as testifying the truth and letting us know what we need to do. And it's, you know, button heads and all that kind of stuff. It's all wonderful if you want to do that. I mean, personally, you know, I get tired anyway doing what I do. I really am blessed in the calling that I have, because I'm able to utilize the Holy Ghost in guiding direction, not only in my life, but for members of my congregation, and helping them in guiding their lives. It's, you know, I've never seen an angel, and I've never received a vision, but I can testify to you, I've certainly had the Holy Ghost in my life, walking with me, guiding and directing me, and helping others. And I say that in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.